Please welcome Sylvia Alcon.
Well, I looked at the theme and I thought that I would also like to see it in terms of maybe not repeating history. And I started thinking about childhood and the things that were difficult for me to learn as a child. One of them was reading, and I had a really hard time. For me, the words sort of moved around and danced on the page, and I couldn't understand how people were following those. And of course, now I love to read. The other thing was swimming, which was daunting. And to this day, while I swim, I always have a sense of a touch of danger surrounding swimming. I learned to swim in Tomales Bay, which is a little north of San Francisco. And my grandmother had a house in Inverness, which is right on Tomales Bay. And we would go in the summer and stay with her, and that was when I had swimming lessons. My brother was too young. I thought he was rather lucky, because he could stay on the beach. But the fathers and mothers, the whole families, we had lots of friends, all of whom had small young children, like in their, like 7 or 8. It was late 1940s, early 50s. And so we would, all the families would go to this one particular beach, and it was a long trail down the hill from the parking lot. Now, just as here in the summer, the fog just hangs in the morning, and it's really cold. And up there, it's especially damp. There's a real chill to the air. My mother and father and I and my brother would all get packed up, and my mother would make bologna sandwiches, and we had milk delivered in bottles, and she would always bring a bottle of milk that by noontime had begun to turn, just a little. But you were so hungry by that time that it was almost all right. So we would walk down this trail, and my mother and father would help my brother to walk down, and I could run ahead and join my friends. But when it came to getting into the water, they had to really cajole us to get in. We changed our clothes in the bushes. There were no dressing rooms, and we would come out already cold. And then when the tide was low, it was mud. So here, you can go pretty far out into the ocean, and it's sand. But in this bay, it was mud. And so you were just slogging in, and you had to keep going until you could get deep enough so that you could, you know, actually lie down and float. And so we did. We would slog out there, and the teacher would get us to get our heads in and blow bubbles and start windmilling our arms, and she would hold each of us under the stomach to give us a sense of floating, and we would be thrashing our legs and arms. Finally, we would be able to come out. And fortunately for us, in the meantime, our fathers had collected driftwood and would usually have a good-sized fire going by the time we came out. So we would huddle around that. And then this one morning, a man came down the trail who none of us knew, and he walked up to the shore, and he just started pulling all his clothes off, and we were all wide-eyed because nobody did that. We didn't realize he had a very tiny black bathing suit on underneath it all. But we were all really taken aback, and he put his clothes on, and then he walked in and started slathering mud all over himself, arms and face and chest and all over. And then he realized that he had this great audience, and he looked at us and he said, "Oh, good for the skin, good for the skin." And we were just appalled. When we had eaten and gotten our wet bathing suits off and all, we were getting ready to go home and walking up the trail. And I looked back and I saw something in the water, and I said, "Mom," and she looks back and she screamed. And my father went charging out into the water to retrieve my brother, who was floating face down in his orange life preserver. He was fine. He got him in time, and now he is a very good swimmer. And now I swim not in open water, but in a pool, in lanes. But I was thinking in terms of history that I just really appreciate these little children. And they're taking swim lessons in the pool, and some of them are crying, and they don't want their parent to make them go in. But after a time, you see them, and pretty soon they're getting their heads into the water, and they're blowing bubbles, and they don't have life preservers on if they're learning how to swim.